Butler, George Ide, 1834 to 1918, and first wife, Lentha Ames, 1826 to 1901, and second wife, Elizabeth Jane, 1845 to 1927. An administrator and evangelist, George I. Butler was born in Vermont. His grandfather, Ezra Pitt Butler, had been governor of Vermont, and his parents, Ezra Pitt and Sarah G. Butler, were pioneer Sabbatarian Adventists who had been active in William Miller's movement of the 1840s. George, on the other hand, had skeptical tendencies in his youth and was not converted until he was 22 years old. In 1859, while living in Iowa, he married Lentha Lockwood, who had taken part in the Millerite movement and had started to keep the Sabbath about 1846. Described in an obituary as having splendid executive ability, Butler was elected president of the Iowa Conference in 1865 before even being licensed as a minister. For the next 23 years, often concurrently, Butler served as president of various church entities. Iowa Conference, 1865 to 1872, 1876 to 1877, 1879 to 1882, 1885 to 1886. Missouri Conference, 1877 to 1882. General Conference, 1871 to 1874, 1880 to 1888. And the Seventh-day Adventist Publishing Association, 1881 to 1889. The last 2 years of Butler's General Conference presidency, 1886 to 1888, were times of personal crisis as he faced emerging teachings championed by Jones and Wagoner. Butler, and many with him, insisted that their interpretation of the law in Galatians 3, verse 24, and their focus on righteousness through Christ gave aid to critics of the Sabbath and undermined traditional Adventist respect for the Ten Commandment law. Using the leverage of his presidential office, Butler sought to oppose the new teachings and to enlist Ellen White's support. When her backing did not materialize, and she openly supported Jones and Wagoner at the 1888 Minneapolis General Conference session, Butler, broken in health, promptly resigned his office. He spent the next 13 years in retirement, running a fruit farm in Bowling Green, Florida, and nursing Lentha, who had become partially paralyzed following a stroke about 1891. Following her death in 1901, Butler was quickly co-opted for the presidency of the Florida Conference, 1901 to 1904, and the Southern Union Conference, 1902 to 1907. His second marriage, in 1907, was to a widow, Elizabeth Jane Granger, née Work, earlier a teacher at Healdsburg College and missionary to Japan, together with her husband Granger. "I never had more unbounded faith in the testimonies than now," Butler exclaimed in 1882. Earlier, in the mid-1870s, as president of the Iowa Conference, he had vigorously supported the visions against the attacks of the Marian Party. Even when Butler himself became the object of censure in a testimony, he was open to accept it. Thus, when in 1875 he received a testimony that he interpreted as a call for his resignation as General Conference President, Butler reacted with alacrity. "My mind was settled before the reading of the testimony was finished. I resigned at once." The testimonies he received during the theological crises of 1886 to 1888, however, were a much more severe test for Butler. For a time, in 1888, Ellen White even classed him with those who appear to be defenders of the testimonies, but are their real assailants. Finding himself unsupported and even opposed by Ellen White on the issues of the law in Galatians and the new focus on righteousness in Christ, Butler refused to budge. In response to an 1888 letter from Ellen White pointing out his part in the Galatians dispute, Butler retorted, "I have not, Sister White, been able to see the justice of your letter of April 5th, 1887, and never expect to." Not until 5 years later did Butler begin to admit that he may have been on the wrong side on some of those issues. For Lentha, it was an even longer struggle. "My poor wife," Butler wrote in 1904, "never could get her feelings fully brought around until just a little while before her death." Looking back over his life experiences in 1906, Butler remarked to Kellogg, "I have had testimonies, I tell you, that shaved me to the very quick, and it takes a lot of study before you can really come to the point of cheerfully accepting them." Unlike Kellogg, however, Butler retained his confidence in the testimonies of Ellen White, declaring in his old age, in 1907, "I do not suppose there is anyone who believes them any more strongly than I do."